A word for you from Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. But narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Most people expend most of their energy on things that do not last. Transient and temporary concerns consume the overwhelming amount of time and talents and treasure of most people. What are you expending your energy on? People's fickle opinions, petty party politics, fashions and fads that fade away? What are you investing your time, your talents, and your treasure on? Are you concerned about the things that really matter? The things that last for eternity? What will last? What will count for eternity? What will matter forever? God is eternal. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is eternal. The word of God will endure forever. Our Lord Jesus said, "My word shall never pass away." The word of God is the solid rock. Those who build their lives on the word of God will be steadfast in the storm. However, those who build their life on the sand of human effort, on man-made philosophies and false religions, they will find that their building is like the house built on sand. When the rains fall and the storm rages, when a flood rises and the wind blows, that which is built on the sand will crash. Many today are building their lives on secular humanism, on existentialism, on selfish materialism. This is as foolish as attempting to climb to heaven on a rope of sand. The Bible is the word of God. We must know it. We must study it, believe it, apply it, live it, defend it, proclaim it. Jesus is the way. We must follow him. Jesus is the truth. We must trust him. Jesus is the life. We must live for him. The will of God will endure forever. Jesus warned us that not everyone who says unto him, "Lord, Lord," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Whose will are you doing? The work of God will endure forever. At the dawn of creation, the Lord commanded his people to care for his creatures and to be good stewards of creation. The creation mandate matters and will count in eternity. The last command of Christ must be our first concern. His great commission must be our supreme ambition. We are to make disciples of all nations, teaching obedience to all things that he has commanded. We must get back to the Bible for reformation and revival.